say I'm no good without you. Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Oh, your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me? Mr. John Valerio is...
You're listening to Your Day, and I'm Diana Daniels, and it's a pleasure to welcome back to our studio Jean Calvert. She's a singer-songwriter and a performer around the upstate. Swingingly hot jazz and sultry cool blues is how she bills herself. And Jean, I want to welcome you back to the program.
Diana, thank you so much for having me back. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to have you here. I want you to tell me a little bit about your musical upbringing, how you got involved with music, and just how your career evolved.
Well, I actually think I came out singing.
How about that?
My mother was always a singer, always singing and humming and listening to all the jazz standards, and I do believe I heard her in the womb. So
wow, nice.
I was 3 years old when I started singing, first in church, and then when I started school, always in school chorus. Then in about the sixth grade, I spent that summer learning to play guitar and started to do all the folk music of the day. Peter, Paul, and Mary, Simon and Garfunkel, James Taylor, Joni Mitchell, some of my favorite, Judy Collins.
All the classics, yes.
All the classics, yeah.
Yeah.
So just continued on a musical path. And then I lived in New York City, went up there to go to school. I actually got to see all these living jazz legends up close and personal in small, intimate clubs, and met several of them. And it just made me yearn to try my luck at singing in that genre.
Okay. And where were you raised?
I grew up in Spartanburg in the Duncan Park neighborhood.
Well, Spartanburg certainly has produced some musicians. We've got some true Southern classics with the Marshall Tucker Band and a few others.
That's right. In fact, I don't know if you know Walter Hyatt, but he was actually our paper boy when I was growing up. His nickname was Pee-wee. I knew him by Pee-wee then.
Oh, my.
But he had a folk singing group. So in junior high, I got to go see his folk singing group. And, of course, he was killed in a JetBlue crash a few years ago. But another great musician from the area.
And you have the Jean Calvert and Company Band.
That's right.
And the band is always something different every time you see it.
Anything from a duo up to a 5 or 6 piece band, that's Jean Calvert and Company. So we're at restaurants, clubs, we do home concerts, private parties. And then I'm the female vocalist with the Spartanburg Jazz Ensemble. That's a 17-piece big band. Lots of fun to sing with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm part of a group called Viva Le Divas with fellow singer Whitney Walters. And that's the two of us, a 6-piece band, horn section, doing selections from the Great American Songbook. So, yes, several great music projects that I just
very
have
versatile.
So much fun.
You are very versatile. And you write your own music, too.
I do have one song right now that's on CD Baby. You can search under my name, Jean Calvert, or you can search the song title, I Got a Thing for You. And I entered that in the East Coast Songwriting Contest back in May of 2012, and it won the R&B category.
Congratulations. That must feel good.
It does feel good, because it wasn't the first song I'd written, but the first song I'd ever submitted to be judged by the people. So it was a good confirmation that maybe I do have some talent and should continue doing more writing.
Now, is there a particular song that when you're singing it, you just feel like this song was written for me to sing? And do you have a story about a song that just gives you great pleasure to sing?
Well, anybody who knows me knows that I am a big, big fan of Miss Peggy Lee, whose career spanned 6 decades. And this is a song that she wanted to record. She had actually heard Ray Charles do it. And this was at a period of time when music was undergoing its most radical change ever, and the jazz standards were giving away to the more popular rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was wanting to modernize her repertoire a bit, and she had to push Capitol Records to be allowed to record the song "All Right, Okay, You Win." It's a great swinging number. I just love doing it.
Well, all right, okay, you win. I'm in love with you. Well, all right, okay, you win. Baby, what can I do? I'll do anything you say. It's just gotta be that way. Well, all right, okay, you win. I'm in love with you. Well, all right, okay, you win.
And we're listening to Jean Calvert with "All Right, Okay, You Win," a little snippet there of one of her favorite songs. Jean, when you're on stage and you're looking out at the crowd, what is that feeling like, knowing that they are getting such pleasure from what you're doing?
It makes me want to sing all night long. I really do enjoy it, and to have people say that it sounds natural and not contrived, and that the live performances are really even better than the CD, it just gives me such pleasure. Because one of my missions in life is to celebrate jazz and to spread jazz and educate people on jazz.
Now, we will have links on the Your Day website to Jean Calvert, so you can look at her calendar of events all summer long. She'll be performing around the state, as she always does, and you just never know where she'll pop up. Maybe in Spartanburg, maybe in Charleston one day.
Could be.
You'll see Jean Calvert and company. And Jean, it's a pleasure getting to know you, and thank you for visiting our studio. And we'll go out with a little bit more music here.
Thank you for giving me the time today. I appreciate it so much. I could cry salty tears. Where have I been all these? Little while, tell me now, how long has this been going on? There were chills up my spine and some thrills I can't define. Listen, sweet, I repeat, how long has this been going on? Oh, I feel that I could melt into heaven. I'm hurled. Columbus felt finding another world. Kiss me once, then once more. What a dunce I was before. What a break. Sake, how long has this been going?